We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All news and all that matters to you.
KYW News Radio 1060.
A radio.com station.
Life in prison for Sean Kratz, convicted in the killings of three men in Bucks County.
An SUV with two young kids in the back seat is stolen and then recovered. The boys are okay. I'm Tim Jimenez in Chester.
House Democrats are now investigating whether President Trump lied to the special counsel in the Russia investigation. Lane Johnson is in the concussion protocol after last night's Eagles loss to the Patriots. 42 degrees under a cloudy sky. We're heading to 45 with some showers around on this Monday, November 18th. Good afternoon. I'm Ian Bush. Our top story at 101.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
Sean Kratz has been sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted of killing three men in Bucks County. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert is at the courthouse in Doylestown and with us live. Jim.
Hey, and after that verdict came down on Friday, we expected today to be the start of the penalty phase for Sean Kratz, argument over whether he'd get life in prison or the death penalty. But it ended up being sentencing after prosecutors decided to withdraw the death penalty. Bucks County DA Matt Weintraub says that decision was based in part on the verdict, since Sean Kratz was found guilty of first and second degree murder for killing Dean Finocchiaro, but then two manslaughter convictions in the death of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. That meant those two deaths would not weigh in as heavily in arguments for the death penalty. Weintraub also says, though, that they heard Kratz on prison phone calls saying he wanted the death penalty for the notoriety. But Weintraub said he doesn't get to be notorious now. He'll forever remain anonymous. He won't become a political martyr for the death penalty argument. Instead, Weintraub says he'll go down in history as an afterthought. Now, before he was sentenced, family members talked about the men who were killed. Tom Mayo's uncle saying Tom will never teach his younger sisters to drive, never comfort them when they have their first breakup. Mark Sturgis's mother saying Mark should be celebrating his 25th birthday this month, should be blowing out his candles with help, she added, from his younger sister, who in her words was always adoringly at his side. Also Anthony Finocchiaro, Dean's dad, who says Dean's birthday was a week before Christmas. He says they don't celebrate Christmas anymore, as Bucks County Judge Jeffrey Finley handed down a life sentence plus an additional 18 to 36 years in prison. He told Kratz, I've watched these families, the pain on their faces, then you sitting there vacant, you haven't seen the harm, the pain, the impact your actions caused. Ian.
Jim, any sense that the family members of the young men killed are okay with this result, with life and not pressing for death?
Only what we've heard from D.A. Weintraub, who says that they talked with all the family members before this decision, and he says it was not unanimous, but unanimous. However, they did have consensus, and he used a quote from Dean Finocchiaro's dad, Anthony Finocchiaro. He used a quote where he said, "If we grant the defendant his life by grace, he doesn't get to win."
Jim Melwert live in Doylestown at the courthouse there. Sean Kratz sentenced to life in prison.